The endorsements for Joe Biden's presidential bid continue to come in. This morning, Cory Booker joined Kamala Harris in endorsing the former vice president ahead of tomorrow's primaries. Rival Bernie Sanders is now looking to Michigan to regain momentum. Joining us now is Scott Detrow, NPR's political correspondent, who's been following the Sanders campaign in the big Tuesday states of Michigan and Missouri, where he is now at a Sanders rally. And Scott, Sanders canceled his rally in Mississippi to focus on Michigan. He's trying to capture that momentum we were talking about that he had 4 years ago. He beat Hillary Clinton back then. But this time around, it seems he's facing an uphill battle.
Absolutely. Several polls out in the last day or so show that former Vice President Joe Biden might have a big lead in Michigan. That would really hurt Sanders' campaign in terms of the political conversation. This is a state that he won in 2016 in a huge upset of Hillary Clinton. And it's also, of course, a state that was central to Donald Trump being elected president. And the Democrats have spent a year talking about their need to win back. So I'm in St. Louis right now, but that's actually the exception. Sanders has mostly been focused on Michigan, canceling events in Kansas City and Illinois, as well as the one that you mentioned in Mississippi, to spend more time in Michigan.
Yeah, and appealing to Michigan voters, Sanders has really intensified his attacks on Biden over what he calls bad trade deals. He spoke on ABC this week. Let's listen.
What I'm saying here is that people want somebody who has a history of standing up and making the tough decisions in tough times. The war in Iraq, it was not so easy.
Overall, how is Sanders' messages resonating in Michigan? You've been covering that state there for a while.
Yeah, this is something that his campaign is really focused on. Yesterday in Grand Rapids, Michigan, somebody who just endorsed Sanders, former Michigan Senator Don Riegel, made the point that he said, look, in 2016, Democrats nominated a candidate who supported free trade deals like NAFTA, who voted for the Iraq War, of course, referencing Hillary Clinton. These are two things Sanders has talked a lot about with Joe Biden. Their argument is that Democratic voters just are not excited about a policy like that, statements like that. You can look at what happened in 2016, but of course, poll after poll is showing that Biden may be opening a big lead, and this rally that's going to happen tonight with Cory Booker and Kamala Harris is just the latest sign of him consolidating party support.
And of course, Sanders has said he's been struggling to connect with younger voters. And as you said, we'll be watching what happens there in Missouri and also the run-up into Michigan. That's Scott Detrow. He's NPR's political correspondent. As always, thank you, Scott.
Sure thing.